Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator, Bob Kemp, joining us now. So thank you very much, Bob, for coming on.
You bet, Coltrane.
This week happens to be Severe Weather Awareness Week, and of course, every single day is dedicated to a different type of topic, and it always starts out on Monday. This week, we're going to start out talking about Monday's topic, which is severe thunderstorm safety. Can you just, first of all, Bob, I know it's been a few months since people have had to kind of re-gear their brains for severe weather during spring and summer and fall. Just tell us, what's the difference between a severe thunderstorm watch versus a warning?
Well, basically, a severe thunderstorm watch means to be prepared. It means that severe thunderstorms are possible in or near that watch area, and that you should stay informed and be ready to take actions should a severe thunderstorm warning actually be issued. The watches are typically a larger area covering numerous counties, you know, or even a portion of the state. One of the things to remember is, what's the difference between a storm and a severe thunderstorm? Well, the severe thunderstorms are those that have the capability of producing hail of an inch or larger, or wind gusts that are at 58 miles an hour or more. Then as far as the warning, that's more of a take action now. That means that either severe weather has been reported by a spotter, or it's been radar indicated, and that there's an imminent danger from either that hail or those winds within that area. And that's usually put out for a portion of a county or a portion of a couple of counties. They don't put the whole county in that because they try and predict the track of the storm and where those potential threats are actually going to happen at.
So how much in advance typically is a watch issued, and then how much in advance is a warning issued? Because I think people, the winter time is great because you know about a blizzard coming possibly weeks in advance, but severe weather season isn't typically that long of a stretch.
Right. Usually if they'll put out a watch maybe in the morning for that afternoon, or in the early afternoon for that afternoon and evening. Just like anything else, they might expand it, you know, based on what the track of what they think is going to happen might be. And then the thunderstorm warning, a severe thunderstorm warning, is usually put out ahead of that track. So it may be anywhere from a half an hour to 5 minutes. Because as we know, it doesn't take a big swing in the track of a storm to see where it's going to affect something. You know, a lot of times we're even out storm spotting and we think that, you know, it's going to come up across the Casey area. And by the time it gets out of Adams County, you know, we find out that it may be coming through the Stewart area because that track changes a little bit.
Tuesday's topic, that is receiving warning information. We just discussed a little bit about a severe warning, severe thunderstorm warning. Can you just kind of review for us what other warnings there are out there and then how people do get notified about that?
Well, of course, there are high wind warnings, regular storm warnings, things, you know, flood, flash flood. There's all kinds of watches and warnings. But to receive information, there's a lot of different ways. The NOAA weather radios, those need to be set to where they receive information from either the Des Moines Tower or the Carroll Tower, because that's where the majority of our watches and warning information is broadcast from. Of course, we've got television, we've got radio. You guys at Raccoon Valley Radio do a great job of bringing those warnings out to people and actually go live during the thunderstorm warnings and the tornado warnings. So that's one way. The other fast way is we have what's called Alert Iowa. We've had that for several years. We've been running a program since 2016 where people can sign up to get the specific warnings for their 911 address. That way, if they're putting a warning out, if you use a weather radio, when they put a warning out, it may be affecting Stewart, but the people up in Baird still get the warning. Okay, with our Alert Iowa system, if you live in, let's say, Stewart still, and it comes through there, If your 911 address is within that polygon and you have signed up to get that warning, you can get it by text, phone call, email, your choice, however many ways you want to get it. But the people in Baird would not receive that because their 911 address is not within that polygon. And it's very accurate. A difference of neighbors a mile apart, one of them might get it and one may not, because it's all done with latitude and longitude of how they draw that polygon.
How do people get signed up for this Alert Iowa notification system? And then can they be selective enough about how they get it to whatever device or however they get it?
Yeah, you can either go on either one of the – if you go to either the Adair County or the Guthrie County websites and go to the emergency management page, there's a link there. You click on that. You put in your name, your address, your phone numbers, and whether you want it to be text or phone call. And I think you can do up to 5 phone numbers, I think it is, 2 different email addresses. And then you go through a list and you pick the warnings and the watches that you want it to let you know about. Another way that you can sign up is if you go to the Adair and Guthrie County EMA Facebook page. There's a sign up button on there. You click on that sign up button, it'll take you to the same form to fill out. And of course, if you don't want to do it through the internet or don't have those capabilities, you can always call the office. We'll take your information, put it in, probably right while we're talking to you, and we can do it that way. One of the things that I like to remind everybody of, being we've been doing this since 2016, people change phone numbers a lot. They change email addresses a lot. You need to call us and let us know that you've changed your email, or you don't get text messages anymore, or you don't have the same cell phone number anymore, because it's only as good as the information that's in there. And our system is 100% sign up system. We do not put people's information in there unless they want it in there. So it's not like it's going to call anybody and everybody. We don't use the phone numbers out of the phone book. You have to sign up to get it. It's an opt-in type system.
And if somebody were to, say, move out of the county or something like that, can they call to get kicked off of that system
then? Oh, you bet. They can call and have us unsubscribe them. You know, we have a lot of people that put in their name and their phone number because their parents live here, but they live elsewhere. You know, that can be done also.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here with Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator is Bob Kemp, joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.